7. Staying dry. Mom, I said at dinner. We were having pizza again. So much pizza. I was going to turn into a pizza. Not that I was complaining. I invited a few more people to the party on Saturday. How many more people? She asked. Like 10? 10 people in total? She asked. No, 10 people more than yesterday, I said. How many in total? She asked. 15? I said. 15 people in here? She motioned around the living room. Yeah, I said. Her eyes widened. Are we feeding all these people? I guess. She took a deep breath. Okay, I can order some pizzas and a birthday cake. A good one, I said, with lots of chocolate. And we can do tie-dye? Mom nodded. And we can all watch a movie, she suggested. Something classic. Have you seen The Princess Bride? I'll be in charge of popcorn, my brother said. Last year, my brother slept over at his friend Liam's house on my birthday while my mom did yoga in her room, and Harper and I streamed Netflix. This year would be a little different. After dinner, I checked my laptop. I had 57 texts. From the 3 E's, from Daisy and Zuri, from Corinne, from Harper. Harper, how would you feel about inviting Georgette to your party? She really wants to come. Harper, like, really, really. Corinne.
Hey.
Daisy. Party face emoji. Do you like headbands? Zuri. Party popper emoji. Cake emoji. Georgette. Hi, Becca. How are you? Elizabeth. Check out this quiz. What your favorite dessert says about you. Elijah. I like cake, which means I'm a great listener. Emma. Liking pie means I'm flaky. LOL. Georgette. Wondering what you're doing on Saturday. Want to hang out? Harper. Any way you can invite her would mean so much to her. Elizabeth. Check out this quiz. What your favorite shoes say about you. Elijah. OMG, watch this Friendstagram dance video. It's the best. We'll practice tomorrow. Emma. Love it. Practicing now. Elizabeth. Do you like it, Becca? Smiley face emoji. I could barely keep up with the texts. I decided not to respond to Georgette. I didn't want her at my party. I just didn't. But I clearly needed to get on Friendstagram. I found my mom in the kitchen doing some paperwork. Mom, can I get a Friendstagram account? I asked. She grimaced. Well, I don't know. I don't like the idea of you being on social media. A lot of people are on Friendstagram. Please, can I? Pretty please? I made my eyes really big and innocent-like.
It's not a big deal, Bram called from the living room. I'll help her with it.
You will? I asked.
Sure,
he said. Mom sighed.
I guess there's no real harm. But your account has to be private, and you can only approve people you know in real life. Deal?
Deal, I said. Yay! I raced into the living room, where Bram was sitting on the couch. Help, I said to him. I've seen people use it, of course. I was watching Harper on it today, but what exactly is Friendstagram?
It's like Instagram and Facebook, he explained. You post pictures and videos, and people ask to be your friend. You can have an account on a computer, but most people post from their phones. Let me take a few pictures of you, and then we can set it up.
He took some shots of me in my room, posing with Twinkle in his fishbowl. He took some shots of me in his room, leaning against his striped wallpaper, which he said would look cool. And he was right. It did. He even snapped some selfies of us together, making silly faces. Then Bram started an account for me on my laptop. I chose a photo of myself with the striped background as my profile picture. Next, Bram added a fun pic of me with Twinkle as my first post.
Now you need to request a few friends. I'll friend you to start you off.
Hurrah! My first Friendstagram friend. I accepted Bram's request, then scrolled through his posts. There were pictures of him with his friend Jacob, his friend Liam, his friend Megan. My brother really did have a lot of friends. I wondered how he did it without the help of a bracelet. I typed Harper's name in the search bar and found her account right away. I requested her, and almost immediately she accepted it. I scrolled through her pictures. She'd already posted a photo of the two of us from today. But before that, there were tons of pictures of her and Georgette. At last week's chess tournament, at Georgette's apartment, at Harper's apartment. They really had become best friends, and I hadn't even noticed. Or maybe I had, but I'd pretended not to. Next, I friended the three E's. I watched the dance video that they'd wanted me to watch and practiced it around my room. The next time I checked the clock, it was almost 7. I decided to jump in the shower, since I hadn't showered the night before. In the bathroom, I turned on the water, stepped into the tub, and panicked. What if the water washed off the magic? I jumped out, half wet. Thankfully, my wrist was still dry. Maybe I shouldn't shower. People seemed to like me no matter what. Would it matter if I was smelly? Then I had a better idea. I could take the bracelet off. It wasn't like I had any friends to make in the shower. As soon as I was out, I'd slip the bracelet on, and the magic would be back. I gently, very gently, tried to push the bracelet over my hand. But my hand was too big. It wasn't coming off. How had I gotten it on if I couldn't get it off? I paused. Should I even risk taking it off? What if I did and the magic stopped completely? Maybe I could cover the bracelet with a shower cap. Yes. Brilliant. I searched everywhere in the bathroom, but I couldn't find one. What else would work? Plastic wrap? Yes, plastic wrap. I threw on my robe and ran out to the kitchen, got out the plastic wrap, ripped off a piece, and started shrink-wrapping it to my wrist. My mom appeared in the doorway.
Why are you dripping wet in the middle of the kitchen?
I don't want my bracelet to get wet, I explained.
Okay, she said. Hey, let's do something fun after you shower. I can make tea and we can listen to music. Do you know what Lilith Fair was? Or do you want to try one of my nighttime meditations?
Friend Mom didn't seem to care that it was almost my bedtime. I have to finish my homework, I said. But maybe tomorrow? She nodded, but I could tell she was disappointed.
Be careful not to slip.
I wiped up the puddle I'd made and then hurried back to shower. Very, very carefully.